Crazy night at Andrew Field, and the craziness isn't over yet. Warsaw 28, Northwood 21. The Panthers led 21-0 in the first quarter. The Tigers have scored the last 28 to take the lead. And now Northwood, from their own 29-yard line, faces fourth down and a yard. Warsaw looks like they're playing their base defense. It's a handoff up the middle. It's King, and I don't think so. He didn't make it. Where the officials coming in from the far sideline is short of the 30.
I think you're right.
Where are they going to put the ball down? That's the only thing that matters. Northwood says they made it. They did not. Warsaw's held with 11:54 to go in the game. Warsaw has held, and it's first down Tigers just inside the 30-yard line.
Great play, just blowing that off-tackle play up. That left side of that defense really made some penetration there and got that ball handler to the ground. And you're right, that's a huge play, short field for us. Boy, what a game. From the way this, and you're right, it was 21-0, and it looked like it wasn't going to end well, and it took only about 3 minutes of real time, it seemed like, and it was just 21-0. Calm down, play the game.
From the 29, Warsaw up by 7. Brock, quarterback sneak, will dive forward, and we'll give him 3 yards to the 26. On the keeper for the Tiger quarterback, King on the stop for Northwood, second down and 7.
And again, that shows you a really good confidence in your offensive line. First and 10, hey, let's run a quarterback sneak because I know we're going to get at least 3.
Well, it's safe, right?
And it's safe.
Get yourself 3 yards, start this drive off correctly. Ball in the far hash mark, wide side of the field is right. Jake Rhodes is the only Tiger out on this half of the field. Brock will keep it, and he'll pitch back late to Reed at the 20, 15, far sideline to the 10, and he's pushed out of bounds. They will mark him out at the 6 at the 5-yard line. It's a gain of 21 yards for Tucker Reed on his first and goal Tigers.
And again, that just shows you how beautiful that option offense is, too, because I had my eyes on fullback, and so did a lot of those Panthers. And all of a sudden, QB's got the ball, and then he pitches it.
Yes.
Wow, it's just when run perfectly, it's hard to defend.
It's darn near impossible to be stopped. And right now, Northwood can't stop it. And Warsaw looking for more, up by 7 here at the beginning of the third. Cam Kaufman's in there on the offensive line. Remember, he's been hurt. Brock, right side. Duncan to the goal line. He's in! Touchdown! Brody Duncan with a 5-yard run. And with 11:04 to go, the Tigers have scored again. It's 35-21.
And you had to think that when Northwood went for that fourth down and didn't get it, you had to think that, man, this is going to be a good time to score a touchdown. And, boy, how the fortunes have reversed in this game. This is – I don't know if I've seen a game quite like this one. This is a good one.
It's been amazing. It's been happy. That's for sure. It isn't over yet.
No.
Here's the point after by Smythe. Low snap. Spot down. Good job by Quinton to get that down. And Smythe boots it through. 11:04 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw 35, Northwood 21. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Well, surely somebody out there listening somewhere went, it's 21-0. I'm going to do something else.
Yeah.
They're going to see the score, and they're going to go, what?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Well, what happened was the Tigers got serious. And they got the game settled down.
Right.
To use a hockey term, this game was scrambled.
Yes.
People
for sure.
were all over the place, all and there was
the
no form and function to it.
Yep.
And then, right at the end of the first quarter, Warsaw scored to make it 21-7. It's been their game ever since.
Absolutely. Just need to calm down. You know, like I said at the break. You know, we gave them fumble, not good responsibility on that onside kick, and here we are.
Smythe now to boot it into a breeze that lingers. 5 miles an hour, maybe 7. Two guys deep for Northwood, and they're not going to get a chance to do anything with this one either. I'm going to give you kind of a funny stat here in just a second.
Okay.
Let me figure it out.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Touchbacks
Wow.
10 drives have started at the 20-yard line between these two guys.
Right. I don't doubt that. I do not doubt that.
I love watching these two cats kick the football.
Yep.
Right? And I can enjoy the other team's kicker because he's that good.
And you're a soccer guy.
And I'm a soccer guy who always wanted to be a football kicker. Did a lot of kicking the football in the backyard over swing sets and all kinds of things. Northwood down by 14. Handoff. King up the middle. He got nothing. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Schultz and Habegger on the stop. No gain. And this is where Northwood does not want to be. They do not want to put this ball in the air down the field, but they're going to get to a point, Andy, where they're going to have to.
You're completely right on that. You just wonder if maybe that defensive line, maybe they were taken to task here.
Monroe claps his hands, takes the snap, lobs it out to the right, got a man open, but not for long. But that man got away and gets 2 yards out to the 22-yard line. That is Lechleitner on the catch. Gain of 2, third down and 8 coming up.
Because things are just not going as easy by far for Northwood's offense. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that our defensive line is really performing now where they weren't in that first quarter. You just wonder if maybe a coach or two took them to task during halftime.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Maybe challenging Again, some things.
You think it took to halftime? I don't. Not at all. Third down and 8 coming up for Northwood. Backed up inside their own 20. Here comes the blitz. Flop out into the flat, and it is caught. Was he inbounds? Yes, he was. The catch is made. Miller on the catch, but he's short of the first down. He's out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So that's a gain of 5. And it's 4th and 3, and Northwood, of course, has to go for it. One back in the backfield. Monroe now is going to change the play. Going to come up to the line of scrimmage. He's got King to his left. Claps his hands again. Hands off up the middle. Big hole. 30, 35, and out to the 40 and the 43-yard line. And the ball carrier may be injured. Wilson tackled him around the ankles.
Yep.
I still don't 100% know who that was. That was King, and King is down.
I think that was Tristan that made that tackle.
It was. So it's a gain of 15 yards for King, who now has 21 carries. Whoops. Hold on. Again, I've done the stats for a while. It's 21 carries for 87 yards. Northwood with their first down of this half.
Yeah.
They're 13th for the game. King is still down on the turf here at Andrews Field. They did an excellent job. They took the where it's a lighter green every 5 yards. The end zones are black with Northwood on one end in red and Panthers on the other end in red, trimmed in white. King is up. He has to come off the field for a play.
He wanted to go back in.
Yeah, he didn't.
You got to love that as a player and as a coach as well.
Absolutely. Well, you knew Northwood wasn't going to come here and just show up and just say, well, you know, we got guys banged up.
Right.
They were going to come to play, and they certainly did that.
And Egoff almost made that play in the backfield that last play. He just missed that tackler or that runner.
First down and 10, Panthers. And they put the ball down at the 44-yard line. So I said that was a 15-yard gain. It's actually 17. So I don't have to tell Austin to do that. I can change that myself. 9:36 clock runs, fourth quarter. Tigers by 14. Handoff, new guy in the game. I believe that's Esch, and it is. And he'll get a good run out to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 5 for Esch. Jeffrey with his best carry of the night on the gain of 6.
Northwood's left guard might have gotten away with a little bit of a hold there, but ref's eyes can't be everywhere.
Well, I'll just say it. The Panthers still haven't been called for a penalty yet.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Tigers with 6 for over 50 yards. Second down and four. Monroe, backward pass out to the far side. Caught by King. New guy. That's a catch made by Northwood's Ethan Miller. Ethan Miller has got a catch for a first down to the Tigers' 46-yard line.
I like that you just keep referring to him as New Guy.
Oh, stop it.
Thinking that his last name was
New
Guy.
That's not nice.
Well, he is a new guy.
That is a gain of 8 yards. First down, Panthers. And they'll hand off up the middle and room again to run. And this will be, I believe, King again. King will get yardage to the 41-yard line. That's 5 more yards for Austin King.
Okay, here's where the offensive line of Northwood is beginning to kind of just make a little bit of a push. That defensive line for Warsaw really needs to strengthen up here and push back, really.
Second and 5. Northwood for the Tiger 41. 8:10 left to play. Warsaw 35. Northwood 21. Two guys in the backfield. Monroe back to throw. Looking left. Pump faking with time. Now he's going to take off and run. Gets a block. 40 to the 35. It gets shoved out of bounds. At the 35-yard line, there's a flag back upfield. And I think this one actually might be a penalty on the Panthers.
That's going to be a late hit out of bounds.
No, I think it's not. I think it's going to be a foul against Northwood.
All right.
It's holding against Northwood.
Go.
There's their first penalty of the game. That was thrown way before he went out of bounds.
Well, you can hear the people in the stands aren't too happy about that call.
Well,
but a hold is a hold.
The truth is, he wasn't out of bounds when the Tigers pushed him out of bounds.
I agree with you.
And the fans don't know that Northwood didn't have a penalty yet until that moment.
No. And that's why they call them fans.
So that backs the ball up to the 46-yard line and wipes out the game. So it's first, or it's the down marker says it's first down. The scoreboard says it's second. I think they're trying to figure that out. It's first down.
Yeah.
First down and 10. 7:57 left to play here in the football game. Warsaw is down by 21. They now lead 35-21. And Warsaw jumped off sides.
And it's tough, you know, as a coach, you say, especially on the defense, you know, watch the ball, go when the ball snaps. But it's definitely easier said than done, especially when you get some hard counts. That we've run some hard counts this year, and it's easier said than done.
Well, plus, it also must be factored in that Warsaw's got a bunch of guys out there playing that don't normally
play
on Fridays.
Yep.
That's Christian Cullors that jumped prematurely. It's first down and 5. Monroe hands off to King, and he runs into a pile of human beings, and he'll get across the 40 to the 39-yard line. It's a gain of 2 for King, who's been a busy guy tonight.
He has.
23 carries, 96 yards.
Wow.
It's second down and 3 coming up for Northwood at the Tiger 39. Braylon Monroe has been the quarterback for Northwood.
There's still some confusion about what down it is.
Well, the board says second. The down marker says second. Monroe back to throw. Lobs one to the near side. Got a man open, and it's caught. It's Miller on the catch to the Tiger 29-yard line. That's a gain of 10 and a first down for Northwood.
And that's a play they've ran 4 or 5 times where they just dig that one of the receivers across that formation, and Warsaw has neglected to pick him up yet tonight.
Northwood quickly to the line. That is their 14th first down of the contest. Hand off to Esch. He's hit hard behind the line of scrimmage, and he goes down back at the 30. Habegger was the guy that got to him first and threw him for a loss of 1.
Great pursuit there by Habegger, just coming up and slicing through that offensive line by Northwood. And that's a big play on first down.
Second down and 11. Monroe, play action fake, looking, lobs it down the middle of the field into traffic. It's intercepted! Intercepted. Fletcher Pohl leaped backwards and picked it off. at the 6-yard line. And with 6:09 to go and the Tigers up by 14, the Tigers have the ball right back.
And that's a great play under duress a little bit, the quarterback for Northwood. And he just kind of threw it off his back foot, just kind of threw it up for grabs. And Fletcher with a nice, nice interception. And now Warsaw's got the ball at our own 6-yard line. Northwood's got three timeouts left, but with 6:09 left to play, you'd have to imagine that, boy, it's going to take a lot for Northwood to come back from this one. Great defensive play there by Fletcher Pohl. Just kind of looked like he was playing center field.
He did. And you would know something about that.
Yeah.
You've coached some center fielders in your time. 6:09 left to play. It's the first Panther turnover of the contest. Each team now with one turnover. Warsaw from their six. Quint Brock, hands off, up the middle. Duncan got spun around at the line of scrimmage. He'll get 3 yards to the nine.
And that's okay because right now, time management is way more important than scoring again. We'd love to score again, but, man, as you watch these seconds tick off, that's beautiful.
Brody with three out to the nine. Second down coming up for the Tigers. Backed up in their own end, but leading by 14, and the clock running with 5.5 minutes left to play. Quentin Brock under center. He'll keep it. Turn up field. He's the 10. He's the 15-yard line. He's got a first down. Out past the 18-yard line to the 19-yard line. And that's a first down for the Tigers on the gain of 10 by the quarterback, Quentin Brock.
Again, that's his one of his favorite running plays where he fakes the fullback and just follows his lead blocker around that left side. And, boy, with these runs, after the play's over, the play clock resets to 40 seconds.
Yes.
That's great.
Right now it's at 15. First and 10 Tigers after their 14th first down of the contest. And their eighth since halftime. Brock pitches left. Tristan Wilson's in the game on offense, and he's thrown for no gain back at the 19-yard line. Tristan playing some halfback here.
And that's the first time one of those tosses have been stopped for no gain. Typically tonight those tosses have gone for 8 to 10 yards. Good job by the Panther defense to stop that.
Second down and 9. Clock continues to move. 4.5 minutes left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Final stats, drive the game, play the game. Can't wait to see what Andy comes up with on that one on this game.
Right.
He's got about a dozen things to choose from. Everything but a kickoff return. We haven't seen any of those. Second down and the full 10, basically, for the Tigers. And it's going to be a fake reverse. Brock's going to hit around the outside to the 25 and pushed into the Warsaw bench. And they'll mark him out at the 26. That's a gain of 7 for the Tiger quarterback. And it sets up third down.
And that's the second time we've seen that play. It's like it's a fake to the running back, and then it's a reverse pivot by Quentin Brock to the left side. It sets up like a counter play. You get the right side of that offensive line pulling and lead blocking for Quentin around that left side.
Play clock at 18. Game clock at 4:05. And it stops as Brock goes out of bounds. Third down and 3. Ball on the far hash mark. White side of the field is the near side, which is the right side. Brock takes the snap, and he'll hand off up the middle, and Duncan will get to the 30-yard line. I think he's got the first down. He sure does. Gain of 4, first down Tigers.
And now if you're Coach Andrews for Northwood, you got to start thinking about using some timeouts here because that clock is – it'll be under 3:20.
I don't know that he will. If it was a one-touchdown game, maybe. I don't know if he thinks that much. Now, I don't want to say what I was about to say. This offense isn't built to get points fast.
I agree with that.
From the far hash mark, first down and 10, ball at the 30. All kinds of movement, no flags. Duncan up the middle again, and he'll get 4 yards. To the 34. Brody Duncan is creeping up on 100 yards, boys and girls.
All right.
22 for 92.
I think if you give it to him twice more, he'll probably have it.
It may take three. He does not have a run over 9 yards in this game.
So if it takes three more, that would be a nice round 25 for 100.
It would. Second and six. Clock under 3 minutes left. Warsaw 35, Northwood 21. Brock pitches right. Davis makes a man miss. It goes down after a gain of one to the 35. So Evan, after two runs for 57 yards, now has 1 yard in his last two. And Warsaw has third and five coming up with 2:30 to go, but they don't have to snap this ball until the clock gets under 2 minutes.
Yep. And that's the second time one of those toss plays has been blown up by Northwood. So give them a little credit here.
Yeah, because that was gold in the first half.
For sure.
Not as much in the third quarter, but definitely in the first half.
Yep.
White side of the field now left. Ball in the near hash mark. Third down and five, Tigers. 2:05 left to play in the game. Option play left. This is Duncan up the middle, and he'll get 4 yards to the 39 as the clock passes 2 minutes to go. And now Northwood's going to take timeout. Timeout, Panthers. 1:57 left to play. Warsaw 35, Northwood 21. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Here's a quick mini Tiger talk for you. Girls Soccer Championship tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Boys Soccer and Sectional Championship, their game's at 7 o'clock. You can go to both. Cross Country runs in the sectional next week.
Yep.
Volleyball's
off.
Won last night to win the conference. Yep. They've won 22 conference matches in a row now.
That's great. That is great.
And their sectional starts on Thursday. It's 4th and 1. Offense still on the field for the Tigers. From the Panther 39 with 1:57 left. And if Warsaw gets this 3 feet, they can run it out. Brock is going to stand up and change the call. And now whistle sound, and Bart Curtis is at sure. Timeout, Tigers. So we'll take it. 1:57 to go. Tigers by 14 when we come back after a 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. The timeout interrupted me. The number one doubles team for Warsaw tennis, boys tennis, is still going in the individual tournament, but they do not play this weekend. They'll play again next weekend down in Kokomo. We'll try to sort all that out for you coming up tomorrow. Right now, we need to push this Tiger football team across the finish line. 4th and 1 from the Tiger 39-yard line. Brock under center. Takes the snap, hands off. Duncan with a big hole, first down. Across the 45-yard line, out to the 48-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain for Brody Duncan. That puts him over 100 yards, and that should put this one to bed.
It should. Good play right off the left tackle. Looked like Northwood was coming in trying to think that something was coming up the middle. We ran it a little bit off tackle to the left, and there was a big hole there for Duncan.
Well, that's beautifully called, beautifully executed, and a really good run by Duncan, because that could have gone for no gain.
Yep.
But he made that happen. From the 49, 1:28 left. Warsaw 35, Northwood 21. The Tigers scoring the last 35 points of the game. Up the middle, Duncan again. Across midfield, he gets to the Northwood 48. Timeout, Panthers. It's their final timeout. 1:17 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads 35-21. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. We'll give you all the finals coming up, but we can tell you that Mishawaka beat Plymouth and Northridge beat Goshen. We'll be at Northridge next week. 6:10 airtime. 7 o'clock kickoff from Intera Field. The rumor is you're not going to be there.
Yeah, I've got a son's college visit Friday down at Indiana University.
That's fine. You're allowed. Second down and 7. 2:17 left. And by the way, I was wrong. Northwood does have a timeout. The last timeout was Warsaw's. Good job by Andy to catch that. Duncan up the middle again. Stonewalled right at the line of scrimmage. 2 yards to the 46. 26 carries for 110. Northwood calls time with 1:06 left. Again, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. And then Sunday is a busy day. Sunday at noon, Colts and Titans from Nashville.
Okay.
And then immediately following that postgame show at 6, it's the pairing show.
Right, that's right.
And this will be interesting. Tune in sooner than you normally do, folks, because Warsaw's draw will come up sooner.
That's right.
First time
right.
Warsaw in 5A. They'll be looking for their first ever sectional championship in 5A. They'll be in a sectional with Concord, Goshen, and Fort Wayne Northside. The draw to get is at Goshen.
Yes.
In the first round.
It.
In the bottom bracket.
In the bottom bracket.
We don't care who. We actually would prefer Concord get a home game against Fort Wayne Northside.
Right.
And then they would come to us.
Yeah.
You wanted if we can beat Goshen.
Yep. You want to say A school, B school, Warsaw on that third line.
No, you want to in the fourth line.
My mistake.
Yeah.
That's right. Fourth line.
Third down coming up for the Tigers. Third and 5 from the Panther 46. 1:06 to go, and Northwood cannot stop it. And it's a keeper, and it's a first down. Quinton Brock with the keeper. He's got the first down, and that's your ball game. 7 more yards for Quinton Brock. For him, 13 carries and 89 yards. And the Tigers are going to come out of here with an incredible victory where they were trailing by 21 points in the first quarter.
I can't wait to hear Coach Curtis tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'm going to ask you now.
Okay.
What's the first thing I should ask him? How do I pose the first question? Chew on it.
Okay.
Chew on it. 38 seconds left. Victory formation now for the Tigers. Brock takes a knee. 30 seconds left. Warsaw does not have to snap it again. And the Warsaw Tigers have pulled off an unbelievable comeback. Down 21 to nothing with 1:19 left to go in the first quarter.
Unreal.
They shut the Panthers out the rest of the game, and Northwood's already lining up for the handshake. Brock with another kneel down, and that's it. The clock runs to zeros, and Warsaw has done it. They've come from 21 down to beat the Northwood Panthers on this eighth week of high school football, 35-21. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. We'll be talking about this one for a while. You know, here's a Warsaw football team that's 5-3. And what an interesting season it's been.
My word.
Holy cow. 35-21, Warsaw wins over Northwood here tonight. Second half scoring, Warsaw takes the opening kickoff of the third and goes in at 5:57 to play in that third quarter on a 21-yard pass from Quinton Brock to Ethan Egoff, which was a beautiful thing. 28-21 was the score at that point. 21-21, the game was tied at that point. And then Warsaw got the ball back just a couple of minutes later, and at 1:27 of the third, Tucker Reed went from 41 yards out into the end zone to give the Tigers the lead 28-21. Smythe added the extra point there also, and then Brody Duncan finished it off early in the fourth quarter at 11:04 left to play in the game, and a 5-yard run. Smythe added the extra point, and it was 35-21, the Tigers scoring the last 35 points of the football game. If you'd have told me at the beginning of the night the final score is going to be 35-21
right.
and Warsaw is going to win, I think a lot
Perfect.
Of us would have signed up for that,
yep.
right? We would have said, yeah, it sounds about right.
Or that's a score that we would have predicted.
Yeah, exactly.
But not
exactly.
how we got there.
Yeah, but not how we got to this point is quite remarkable. It is time for the drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. Stonehenge is ranked as a top 10 course in the state with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here in Winona Lake. Warsaw with the win, 35-21 over the Northwood Panthers. And I got two drives in the game. I can't just pick
sure.
one. I got to pick two. The opening drive of the third quarter where Warsaw goes 80 yards in 6 minutes and 3 seconds. And the touchdown run by – or the touchdown pass from Brock to Egoff got the Tigers even at 21. And then the very next drive, Warsaw goes back down the field – They go 56 yards in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And the Tigers, with 11:04 left to play in the game, get the touchdown run by Brody Duncan. And that made it 35-21. And from there, Warsaw just kept the ball and didn't let Northwood have it, not even hardly once.
No, it was a tale of two just – it was almost like two mini games within one big game. You know, Northwood came out, guns a-blazing, you know, got up big. We did not lose our composure. We did not lose our cool. We just kept doing what we were – well, we didn't keep doing what we were doing because what we were doing was not good. I was trying to keep it as positive as possible, but that first quarter was just not good. Credit to the Warsaw Tigers, though. The last three were really good.
Warsaw wins 35-21. The drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We've got final stats. We got to play the game and more, all coming up next here on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 35, Northwood 21 in an amazing game here at Andrews Field this evening. It's time for the final stats. And the final stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be that coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw with 17 first downs, 12 in the second half, 52 running plays for 386 yards. Warsaw's been over 300 yards two other times, Goshen and Wallasee. This was a big night to go over, almost 400 yards, 52 carries for 386. Quentin Brock passing the ball 2 of 2 for 31 yards. So Warsaw ran 54 plays for 472 yards, or 417 yards. Northwood had 13 first downs. They were 30 carries for 97 yards. Their quarterback, Braylon Monroe, was 13 of 15 passing for 77 yards. So Northwood ran 45 plays for 174 yards, and most of that was in the first half. Each team had a turnover. Warsaw fumbled on their very first play from scrimmage. Northwood threw an interception on their last play from scrimmage. Warsaw heavily penalized yardage-wise, 6 for 49, and Northwood 2 penalties for 11 yards. And the Tigers did not punt this evening, and the Panthers punted one time. Warsaw wins the game 35-21. Individually, big nights for Brody Duncan. His best night as a Tiger, 26 carries, 110 yards. Quentin Brock, a great game at quarterback, both throwing and running. 15 carries for 89 yards. Duncan and Brock each scored a touchdown. And Tucker Reed, 5 carries for 126 yards. And he also scored a touchdown for the Tigers. Evan Davis, 4 carries for 58 yards and a 31-yard run for Warsaw. Everybody, when this offense is doing right, everybody's going to be involved in it.
Yep, and it was a save the first quarter. We can just, erase that. The second, third, and fourth quarter, boy, that was the thing of beauty for the Tigers, especially knowing where we had to come back from.
That was amazing. Warsaw wins 35-21. Andy's got the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins 35-21 over Northwood, scoring the final 35 points over the last three quarters and a minute. And it's time for the play of the game. Brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC Attorneys at Law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Mr. Manis.
So I'm going to take a page out of your playbook. I just can't narrow it down to just one because there's just so many. And they both have to do with your drives of the game. Ethan Egolf's 20-yard touchdown pass reception from Quentin Brock tied the game. You had a feeling at that point that, boy, I don't want to say that was it for Northwood because they played valiantly in that fourth quarter with a decent drive.
It was a backbreaker.
Once that game got tied, it's not looking good for Northwood. And then Tucker Reed's 41-yard touchdown run to put us up 28-21, that was the backbreaker. So you can think of it like a hammer and nail. The Ethan's touchdown reception was kind of getting that nail started, and then Tucker Reed's rushing touchdown, 41 yards. That was it. So both of those make my play of the game.
Love it. Make it so. 35-21, Warsaw wins. Those are the plays of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan at 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. We have scores, and we'll get to Bob Lovell next on News Now Warsaw. Let's get out of here. 35-21, Warsaw, who is down by 21 with 1:19 left to go in the first quarter, scored the last 35 points to win the game and get on the bus. Very, very happy. Final scores from the conference tonight. Concord beat Wawasee 44-7. Northridge, who will host the Tigers next week, beat Goshen 42-3. Coverage begins at 6:10. Kickoff at 7 on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka pulled away and beat Plymouth 34-10. And, of course, the Tigers won here at Northwood 35-21. So the way that works out, Concord's won the outright conference championship, and nobody can catch them because Plymouth now has two losses also. Other scores. Jimtown, in the second half, leads LaVille 35-21. Tippecanoe Valley rallied and beat Glenn 22-21. It was Manchester winning at Cass 49-28. Rochester beat Southwood 29-0. It was Peru in the fourth quarter leading Northwestern 29-16. Conequa beat Wabash 77-0. Triton in Bourbon beats Pioneer 28-21.
Good for them.
West Noble beat Cherubusco 58-0. Eastside beat Central Noble 49-6. Fairfield leads Lakeland 42-24 in the fourth. And Elkhart shut out Mishawaka Marion tonight 26-0. Here again at Andrews Field, 35-21 Tigers. Andy, your final thought.
So it just goes to show you, like, those two losses this year, tough ones, games that maybe we could have won, should have won, didn't win. So conference is out of the question now, but everything else is really still in front of us. You know, I said this in the pregame, I still think we can get Concord, and if the sectional lines up, heck, even if we draw them the first round, it's okay. I think we can handle them, and I think, like I said, everything's in front of us. A sectional title is definitely still in front of us, and you know, who knows how far we can get into this postseason tournament.
Here's the biggest all of what you said is true, and don't let me sound any different. The trick to all this is going to be, Andy, when we get to the first round of the playoffs, who are the Tigers going to be able to put on the football field?
Right.
Who's going to be healthy enough to play?
For
because
sure.
we know that Gabrich got hurt tonight
right.
and missed over half the game, which, again, adds to the amazingness of what we just witnessed. But Gabrich went out. Villema went out.
Yep.
And the offensive line still pretty beat up. By the way, can we just take a second and give kudos to Tyler Antunes Bruto, who played the center without a snap problem, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent job by him.
Yep.
And so, you know, when we get to that 11th or 10th game of the season, who's going to be on the field to play? We expect to have Drew Sullivan back next week.
Right.
Which just makes this team even better on offense.
Absolutely. For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Okay. Final score here from Andrews Field, 35-21. Warsaw wins. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to Andy. Again, our thoughts and prayers with Austin, with his family, the loss of an extended family member. That's why he's not here tonight. That's why I'm going to look at the stats at the end and be horrified by what we have in front of us. But thank you for spending your Friday night with us. Again, Warsaw falls down 21-0 in the first quarter, then comes back to win 35-21. From Andrews Field, good night, everyone.